Podcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny.
Hello, thank you for tuning into this broadcast. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. We're so thankful that you decided to tune in on this morning to listen at a word from the Lord. For look, we ask you that you would tune in every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., and look, on Sunday mornings, you can come by way of Facebook every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. promptly. For truly, we are a church that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of being able to share. For truly, God, you have been a God that has been so good to us. And really, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we ask you, Lord, that you would continue to bless us and keep us. And we ask you that you would bless this United States of America. For truly, Lord, we stand in the need of a blessing. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch the heart and regulate the minds of the President of the United States, that he would do what's best for your people. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to keep us in the cradling of your arms, continue to love us, continue to shower us with your blessing. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to talk for a few moments on the subject of time. Doesn't stand still for anybody. Time doesn't stand still for anybody. And who's better to talk talk about time other than the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ? For look, if you look at the 24th book of Psalms, it says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, for the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord and righteousness of his salvation. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Then he say, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. God has the deed of ownership of everything. And my brothers and sisters, he regulates the time. He sets the time. And time doesn't stand still for anyone. And as I think about time, I think about all of our brothers and sisters that waste their time. You see so many folk that are standing on the corners at the stores and they are just wasting their time standing on corners doing nothing. You see folk that are just taking their time and just throwing it away and just not doing anything productive. But my brothers and sisters, when you waste time, you can't go back and get what you've wasted. But we should learn, time shows us one thing. If we would really look at it and regulate it, it would show us our misfortunes. It would show us our downfalls. It would show us everything that we need to know in life. If we really, really look at Father Time, and we need to take our time and be essential. You know, time passes so fast, and I'm coming to find that in my life. Time passes so fast. I have so much on my plate trying to help somebody, trying to do this and do that and take care of my priorities. And then a pastor in a church trying to help those in the church that need help. And it seems sometimes like it's just not enough time to do these things. But my brothers and sisters, we got to come to know that whatever time we have and whatever time we use, we have to use it wisely, because time waits on no one. If you come to, you'll come to find that even in the midst of growing up, you can't go back and redo what you didn't do. But what you can do is you can do better than you've done in the past. And you got to know, my brothers and sisters, that only what we do for Christ is going to last. The book tells you that God owns everything. And God is the creator of everything. And if God owns everything, he creates everything, who is it much better to go to than the creator of everything? And if you have not come to realize that everything that you do in life, time has plays its part, you need to go back and regroup, recollect, and review everything that you've done in the past and what you're about to do in the future. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God that owns everything? We serve a God that sits high, but yet he looks low. We serve a God that look beyond our fault to see our needs. We serve a God that, look, can't nobody do us like he does us. And that's a good thing. We serve a God that supplies our needs. We serve a God that stands by us. We serve a God that gives us comfort. We serve a God that in the midst of our bereavement, when we lost our loved one, we serve a God that is there for us. And you know, people fail you all the time. People hurt your heart all the time. Have you ever had a heartbreak? Folk can break your heart any time, anywhere, and anyhow. But look, that's people. But we serve a God that doesn't work in breaking hearts, but we serve a God that mends hearts. We serve a God that fills your heart. We serve a God that restores. We serve a God that sanctifies. We serve a God that purifies. And that's a good thing. But my brothers and sisters, know that whatever time you have left on this earth, whatever time that God has allotted you to have, you ought to spend it wisely. Some folk don't appreciate good people. Some folk don't appreciate the things that people do for them. Some folk don't appreciate anything. But if you know like I know, it means a lot when you have somebody you can turn to, somebody you can talk to, somebody you can count on, somebody you can look at for security, somebody that you know that you can reach out to. And one person, one spirit that I know that you can reach out to anytime is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He looked beyond our faults to see our needs. He's our financial advisor. He's our housekeeper. He's our way maker. He's our rock in a weary land. He's our shelter in the time of a storm. He's the man that even in the midst of the storm, he can tell the storm to be still. You ain't heard what I said. God can tell any storm in your life to be still. Whatever storm it is, if there's a sickness that you're dealing with, God can say to it, peace, be still. God can tell anything in your life to be still. And that's good to know that we serve a God that not only can tell the storms and the winds and the waves in your life to be still, but God can heal you in the midst of anything. God is good. And if you know like me, the time that you have allotted on this earth, the time that you have right now, my brothers and sisters, listen at me good. Use your time very wisely. Don't waste your time, because time is a very valuable and essential part of your life. And too long have we wasted time. Too long have we thought we've just done any old thing. Look, I remember when I would take American history and we, every now and then they would talk about slaves and so forth and so on, but they didn't talk about it too much. But look, if you look back and recollect back, you'll find that our people were in captivity. Just like the Israelites were in captivity, our people were in captivity for quite a long time. And, you know, slavery has been around for quite some time. But look, time changes things. And I say that because now we are not living in a time where we deal with slavery far as physically, but we are dealing with a slave mentality spiritually. And my brothers and sisters, let me just free your mind. Don't let anyone put you in captivity spiritually, because spiritually you will be set free. God will set you free in the midst of anything. When people have locked you up, that is a mean of slavery. That is a means of captivity. But isn't it good to know that in the midst of your confinement, you still can be free? God wants all of us to be free, not just physically, but spiritually. And when we are free spiritually, good God Almighty, you ain't heard me. The wind that blows in your life can stop. The storms that come in your life will cease. The hurricanes that seem to tear down will no longer exist. God wants you to use your time very wisely. And when you use your time wisely, I believe it will be pleasing in the eyesight of God. Please, I leave this with you. Do not waste your time. Some things in life you'll find that it's not worth even spending time on. But the good thing about it is serving God is always a good thing to do. It's always something that we can do in order to be productive. God wants you to be productive in your life. God wants you to live wealthy. You are wealthy because the God we serve is a rich God. He's a God that has everything, not something, but all things. Look, my brothers and sisters, we ask you that you continue to tune into this broadcast. If you feel like donating to this broadcast, you can donate by making checks of money order payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. And look, support what you have in your city. I know we like to send money abroad and do things abroad and televangelists and all of this and all of that. But why not support your homeboy, your home church? Why not support people in your community that's trying to do something and trying to do something better? Remember this, when you call on me, I'm always there. When you need assistance, I'm always there. When you ask me for help, I am always there. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. Give to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church by the way of New Life Ministry. You can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. We are a church that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and enhancing this church in one society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Get ready.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue, Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us again this week. A couple days ago, my wife and I were sitting in the living room. Kids were playing. My four-year-old grabs an empty Powerade bottle, and he starts, puts it up to his mouth, and he starts walking around preaching. He says, "You have to love God because God loves you forever and ever, and he never stops." And man, that just made my heart swell up, tear roll down my eye. And it was just, it was such a proud moment. Like, he got that from watching me. It really touched my heart. But then, not long after, him and his little brother were fighting. And my wife looked at me and just like, "What is wrong with these kids?" And in that moment, the Lord said to me, "They got it from watching y'all." And I was so ashamed. Not long before he was standing there preaching, but then a little while later they're fighting just like they hear us fight. And it really got me. It really, really got to me. You know, what are we showing? What are we showing our kids? What are we showing the world? You know, I hear a lot of people say that they can't live up to what Christians are. You know, this holiness, this righteousness. But we're no different. We struggle with the same things. I'm sitting here watching my kids argue and God telling me I did that. I created that. 1 John 3:18 says, "My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're living truly, living in God's reality." We can't just talk about it. We can't just, even preachers can't just get up on stage and talk about love. You have to practice love. You have to show love in everything, in your words, in your actions. In that moment when God told me that I created that, you know, I just wanted to go curl up in a corner like that. I was so ashamed. We're supposed to be Jesus in the world, especially to our kids. Instead of being that light, oftentimes we're hypocrisy, turning away people that we're supposed to be drawing to us. And we're supposed to be different, set apart. The world's supposed to look to us and say, "I want what that guy has." And that's Jesus. But when we're just saying it and we're not doing it, that makes us a hypocrite. You can't tell someone they need to come to Jesus, they need to go to church, they need to do something different, and then turn around and you're in traffic flipping somebody off. You're in getting an argument with somebody and you're cussing them out. We can't do that. The Bible says what is in our heart is going to come out of our mouth and show in our actions. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." What connects our heart and our tongue? It's our mind. What we're seeing, what we're hearing, what we allow ourselves to watch. That's what sinks down in our heart. That's what eventually comes out of our mouth and in our actions. Like with my kids, that's what they saw. That's what they heard. They didn't know any better. They didn't know what they were doing. That's what they saw. And that's what came out in their actions. Many times throughout the Bible, it says to guard our hearts. In guarding your heart, you have to guard your mind. You have to control what's entering through your ears. You have to control what you're seeing. You know, if I go home and watch nothing but R-rated movies and every night and don't read the Bible, I'm going to be a completely different person than who I'm trying to be. I haven't cursed in a long time, and if I did that's what's going to come out of my mouth. That's what's going to be in my heart. We don't really understand the power of what's coming out of our mouths, the words that we say, and how we say them. You know, I'm reminded of a time whenever for 18 years, I sold drugs. I was a drug addict. I was addicted to gambling, pornography, sex, women. You name it, I was addicted to it. And for a long time, that's what I thought I would be, was an addict. Thought I could never break loose from that. Because that's what I was feeding my mind. That's what was in my heart. You know, it wasn't until I came to know Jesus that I realized by reading the Word of God that in Him I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. All things. Not some things. All things. In my mind, I wasn't an addict anymore. I wasn't this deadbeat. I wasn't this angry, just belligerent person anymore. I was a child of God. But if I would have kept thinking that I'm this addict, that's all I am. I'm an addict. I'm worthless. If that's what I keep telling myself, and that's what I'm going to continue being. I've been in AA and AA meetings, and I sit there and I watch people stand up for, this is their 10th year in the program, and they get up and say, "I'm an addict. My name's so and so, and I'm an addict." And I thought that's what I was going to be the rest of my life. You are what you say you are. You are. One of the things that God showed me was, you are what I say you are. And you can go throughout the Bible and you can look through scripture and you can see all these times where God says, this is who you are. This is what you are. You're redeemed, chosen. You're my friend. Jesus said, you are my friend. I don't know what that does to you, but man, that just hits different with me. I'm his friend. Man, I'm blessed. I'm his handiwork, his masterpiece, his masterpiece. Blessed. I'm a conqueror, a new creation. I am a child of God. I spoke about me being an addict and all these things that I was, because transparency is the key. Transparency is the key to showing the world who we were, the things we've struggled with, how far we've come, what the Lord has done in our lives. You know, in Revelations, he says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that's exactly what transparency is doing. It's telling people, you know, we're no different. You and I, we're no different. We have the same struggles. We battle the same things. But we have a comforter. We have an advocate, a helper in the Holy Spirit. That's the only difference between us and the world. You know, I see too many Christians sit up there and act like they've got everything going right. You know, they have no issues, no problems. Got it all together. They're a liar. Like, devil, you are a liar. That's not real life. You know, God gives us protection from things, but he doesn't stop us from going through trials. Trials are going to come. They're always going to come. But he gives us the peace. He gives us the strength. Jehovah Jireh, he is my provider. You know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the only difference between us and the world. And God tells us to be Jesus in the world. Well, we're going to be Jesus in the world. We've got to be transparent. We've got to tell people what Jesus is doing in our lives. We can't sugarcoat it and say, oh, you know, I've got it all made. You know, I'm living on cloud nine. It's not true. Quit lying to them. I want to challenge you to find yourself in Scripture. One of the first things the Lord ever told me was, put yourself in that Scripture. And that Scripture he was talking about was Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, So what is the Lord saying about you? Join us again next week, same time. God bless.